You're listening to Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. According to our next guest, the future of money has arrived, and it might not be what we're used to. He points out that cash is increasingly becoming obsolete, and if new technologies catch on, credit cards could soon follow suit.
Joining us now is Matt Vasiligambros. He is a staff correspondent at the National Journal. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
I want to start out with this whole cash is dead concept. Is that something that's happening all over the country? I mean, I still see plenty of it around.
Yeah, it's a concept that we're starting to see more and more in research. The people I talk to, it's a Chicago-based public relations firm called Walker Sands. They say that nearly one in five consumers don't even carry cash on them anymore, and a further 60% of consumers carry less than $20 in their pocket. And so they're seeing this trend of people not carrying cash in their pockets anymore and maybe relying more on credit cards or the technology that I talked about in this piece.
Yeah, and I want to get to that technology because I got to tell you, little insight here. I was so proud of myself when we were going to talk about the coin because I knew exactly what the Bitcoin was, and I was going to. But it's not the same thing at all. The coin is a totally different concept. So why don't you explain it for our listeners?
Sure. The coin, ironically enough, the future of money, as I call it. But the coin, it looks like a credit card. It's the size of a credit card. It swipes like a credit card, but it holds all the information of up to 8 different credit cards. And if you simply press a button on this little plastic piece and it switches between your debit card or your credit card or your card for business, and it works just the same. And it's a product that only costs right now $50 or $100 when it comes out next summer. And they're promising that this will change fundamentally the way things work and that you will only have to carry this one simple thing in your pocket instead of all the credit cards and cash and everything. And it's a really interesting concept to me.
It is an interesting concept because you could take all your various credit cards, your Discover, your Visa, your Amex, whatever, your debit card, I assume, could be on there and
Absolutely.
All those things.
Yep.
And I like that. I sure like that flexibility, but I don't like the part where I set something down and I walk away from it and there's my 25 credit cards all sitting there far away from me and I'm never going to see them again.
Except though, there is the only reason this works is there's a little Bluetooth technology, and every time that you walk away from your credit card, say you leave it at your coin, and you leave it at the restaurant, your phone will get a notification. It'll buzz, and it'll say, "Hey, you left your card. You know, you're far away from your coin right now, so you can walk back and go get it." The problem though is, if your phone is off, you don't get that notification. And, you know, it's still just as risky in terms of all your information on one thing as a regular plastic card. And I think lest we forget that credit cards aren't necessarily a really tough concept, you know, to begin with. It's not really an inconvenience to carry a few credit cards in your wallet. So it's one of those old adages that, you know, that they're creating a solution for something that wasn't really a problem.
But it's a solution, you know, really, given the right zeitgeist and everything, it could really just catch on.
It really could. And I think we're seeing through different startups, whether you're talking about PayPal or the Google Wallet. There are several different digital startups, so these little companies of a few techies who have created this really revolutionary out there concept that are starting to catch on. And you can pay digitally now. You can just hit your phone somewhere and pay for everything. You don't need to pay your bills by sending a check in the mail. You can pay it online. You know, if you want a receipt, they don't print it out anymore. You can have it emailed to you. So there's a new trend of everything becoming more and more digital, and maybe there's a new trend of only carrying very minimal things in your pocket, like just this coin, and paying everything else online. So that's the future of money, as the people that I talked to said.
So the future of money may not be the coin, but it definitely or most likely will be something digital in nature. We don't exactly know what that shape looks like just yet.
Just yet, exactly. And it seems like the future of money is going away from these big credit card companies. That there's a lot of these smaller corporations that are giving businesses the opportunity to pay their bills or exchange money between businesses or exchange money with the banks through smaller digital means that don't necessarily cost as much money as a big credit card company will provide. So I think what's great about this startup culture that you're seeing throughout the entire United States, it's not just here where I am in Washington, but it's in Chicago right there or Des Moines, Iowa, or I'm sure in Wisconsin, of these small companies who are finding creative solutions that kind of buck the way things have gone through for many years, and so a lot of creative things are popping up, at least especially the coin.
Now, when you talk about a small company, though, a small startup maybe based in Des Moines or Chicago or someplace like that, and they're going sort of head-to-head with credit card companies who are not particularly small and have lots of resources, are most of these startups just going to fall by the wayside? I mean, it takes money to get something like the coin out there and into some sort of wide distribution.
That's exactly right. And they are so small, they don't have the money. And so coin right now is going out into the internet, and they're asking people for money. They're looking to raise $50,000 right now. And, if it's just six guys in some San Francisco office, they can't afford that kind of capital. So many of these startups rely on crowdfunding, and it relies on people like you and me who just could donate a little bit of money, or maybe some big rich investor like Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks. And that's how startups like PayPal got started, or there's a new one in Washington and other places in the East Coast called Uber, and you can order a taxi on your phone. It's quite the service that we use out here. But it takes crowdfunding. It takes small donations from people because they can't, frankly, afford to do it otherwise. The credit card companies have just way too much money.
And another thing that you mentioned Uber, and it reminds me that a lot of these ideas seem awfully abstract until you actually use them. You talk about the Uber concept and you use it to get a cab or a shared ride somehow, and then you use it and you're like, well, now that changes things.
It is, and it's I had the same reaction. I saw this, I'm like, oh, this isn't going to last. This won't work. And now I find that on weekends I'm relying heavily on the service. I guess that idea goes even further. You think about, you're at the Apple Store and someone walks up to you with their iPad and you just swipe your credit card on the iPad and you have paid for all of your belongings without going up to a desk, and they email your receipt right there. I mean, that sort of concept of paying on a credit on an iPad or going to a food truck, in the middle of town and just paying right there without a credit card machine or anything, and it's done. I mean, that was crazy 2 years ago. So if you think about how much technology in terms of paying for things has progressed over the last couple of years, you can only imagine where it's going to go in the next couple of years. I mean, it's exciting to think about just because, the world is fundamentally changing in this respect, and I think that's quite exciting.
Now, we've been talking about this kind of from the consumer vantage point, but what about a business, a small business like a food truck, or maybe a large business like a, department store chain of some kind? Mm-hmm. What's in it for them to come up, to have to deal with yet another way to pay for something?
I think that it's more convenient for them. I mean, if you give stores and food trucks an easier way of going around, the red tape, I think that's brilliant. I mean, the square, this is what I was talking about. It's called the Square Reader. It's the size of a quarter, and it attaches to your iPod or iPad, and you can swipe someone's information, and it deposits directly into your bank account. And if you can do that without having to carry around the big bulky credit card machine and find an internet connection, I mean, I think that makes your business profoundly more efficient. I think it gives, in turn, the customers or the consumers a better business too, or a better experience as well, because it's just easier for them to check out, and you don't spend as much time checking customers out. You can get that quickly.
And, the thing about making things easier, though, is you also make, I think, that information more accessible when it's digital. And so for those folks who, who might want to take that information for some sort of nefarious purpose, doesn't that put your information more at risk than it may have been?
That's the elephant in the room here. So you know, the coin, while it does notify you that you're walking away and you're leaving it there,
mm-hmm.
your information is still, you know, on this card. You know, people can still access it if they steal it. You know, Bluetooth is not the most secure connection. You know, people can
exactly.
tap into that Bluetooth connection. And, you know, with any of these technologies, I mean, when I went home for Thanksgiving and I talked to my dad about this, you know, when you talk about these small companies, you know, they're very small companies, they might not have the security infrastructure that a credit card company might have. You know, so there might not be the necessary steps that you need to take in order to make sure that your information is as secure as possible. So that's obviously the biggest risk here, is that they might not, while it's a great concept and they have a nice presentation, you know, maybe their security is not as tested, because Coin is a company that's been around for 6 months, and it's going to be probably a year old by the time their product comes out. And, you know, that might be disconcerting to some people.
So what do you think? In 5 years, 10 years, we'll be looking back at what used to be paper money and coins?
Yeah, I think that I think that we will have, you know, currency, but I don't think that people will carry as much of it around. Just me personally, I mean, I don't carry, I rarely carry cash on me. And I think that people will find more and more ways of paying through their cell phone, and that will become more and more secure. I think in a few years' time, coin might be the norm, or there might be some new technology that makes the coin irrelevant. You know, it's just the nature of technology.
It sure is. Well, Matt, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me on.
Matt Vasiligambros is a staff correspondent at the National Journal, and we've got a link to his piece if you'd like to read about it. It's called "Cash is Dead. Are Credit Cards Next?" And you will find that on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, we'll be talking with a guest who says pride in Milwaukee is growing, but the city needs to have a community conversation about including more people in the city's future plans.
We'll also talk with an author who says the future of America will be more diverse, and the era of the angry white man ultimately will be coming to an end.
And while it might be tempting to surprise a loved one with a cute puppy or kitty this holiday season, think twice before you do it.
That's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.
Coming up after the news, from Jay-Z to Al Gore, we'll be talking about the growing trend of going vegan in the U.S. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.